My name's Jovan Nicholson, excuse me, and I'm here with Barbara Smith in Roadhead, and we're going to first of all start talking about rugs. But can you tell me how long have you lived in Roadhead?
I've lived in Roadhead all my life, except when I lived at Fieldhead over near Sleepbeck in a farm there after I married. But apart from that, I've lived in Bewcastle all my life.
Yes.
Apart from when I was at school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So which school was that?
At Keswick School.
Oh, yes.
Because that's the... but I've lived in Cumberland all my life, and I've been so fortunate to live amongst such beautiful scenery.
Yes, it's lovely countryside.
Yeah, I've never known anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful countryside.
Yes. And can you tell me when did you first come across rag rugs, or hooky rugs, or mats, as they're sometimes called?
Well, all my life we've always had them, because they were the most hard-working thing, the hard-wearing thing for country houses. I mean, we once got a carpet matted field head, and I thought it looked very nice at the fireside, but it lasted a year. Because my husband always came in and stood with his Wellingtons in front of the fire. And the mat didn't last 5 minutes. Well, it lasted a year, that's so long, and I had to throw it out. And I mean, some of my stubbed rugs, we always usually put a stubbed rug in front of the fire. Because they took the most dirt. And they were more hard wearing. The hooky ones was a more showy rug. And they showed the dirt more, where a stubbed rug, well, if it got dirty, it could get really dirty when you were busy, and you just took it outside and gave it a good shake. But they were so heavy that at the end of the field head, I just couldn't carry the mat outside, because it was so heavy. But when I was younger, I thought nothing of it. You just rolled it up, put it under your arm and away onto the green, and you just shook it. And if you thought it was looking a bit jaded, on the morning when the dew was on the grass, you could pull it along the grass, and that freshened it up and took the dust up.
So did you, as children, did you make them?
No, my mother used to occasionally make a mat, but she didn't belong round here, so she wasn't really steeped in the tradition of rag rugs.
Where did she come from?
She came from Derbyshire.
Oh, yes.
But she did get on a making, my aunts and that made them, but she did get on a making them, and what she did was that she would get a mat in, and then the neighbours would come down for an afternoon for about a week, come down and the mat was finished.
So it was a social thing to do together.
It was a social thing as well. And Dick said his mother used to have folk that used to come to help her. And you had your tea and maybe a wet day or something. You couldn't do anything much else, and you just had a little get together and got on with the mat.
Did you help with cutting up the materials at all?
I think I would. And I can remember when I was a child, my mother making the mat, and it was squares of different colours, I think, and some would be mixed. And there was a little girl next door, Elizabeth Forrester, and she was just little, and she used to call it the hopscotch mat, because she used to play hopscotch on it.
And can you remember what sort of... Did they have particular designs, or were they just what we might call geometric? Or?
Well, there was sort of traditional designs, but they were made with the aid of what you possibly had in the house, like a plate or... a dish or something, or just something that took your fancy. I mean, that's one in front of my fire. That was made in a local farm about 30, or 40 years ago. That's been on the go.
It's worn very well,
hasn't it? It's worn very well, but you turn it back and see how well it's made, because that was made for the Bewcastle show when we had an industrial show.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Kirk at the Crook, who lived on a farm, she made it for the show. And then she sold it afterwards in aid of the cancer campaign. And my mother bought it, and it's been down there practically ever since.
Mm.
But it's beautifully made because she made it to be inspected.
Mm.
And sometimes when I see some of the modern rugs made by some of these crafters, they're not well made because you can see the canvas.
Yes.
You shouldn't be able to see the canvas. You can't see the canvas on that one.
It's very tight, isn't
it? It's made to perfection. Yeah. And that's why it lasts, because they don't come loose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And do you remember other people round about making rugs a lot?
Oh, well, nearly everybody made rugs. And some people sold them. Some people sold them to get a bit of extra money.
So where would they have sold them? At craft fairs and things?
Well, or? No, just... I got some at Fieldhead, and it was a lady just on the way to Bewcastle Church, Lizzie Holiday, and she had them advertised in the Cumberland News.
Hmm.
And when I inquired as to who it was Lizzie, so I went down and I bought the mats, and there's one of them, it's a bit ragged now, but it's still on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her to make one for in front of the fireside in what we call the kitchen in the Bewcastle farmhouse, but it's really what most people would call the living room now. But at one time, before people got posh kitchens and things, it was the sort of centre of the...
Mm-hmm.
of the home.
Hmm.
And so we call it a kitchen, and in front of our fire it was a big rug that was needed. So the first one she made, she says, oh, she says, could you not manage with two rugs in front of the fire? Because she says, I have a job carrying it away at night when I've finished. You know, it was heavy, because they get very heavy as they develop.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... Lizzie's rug, I've still got one in the back kitchen at Fieldhead. I've still got one, but I say it is ragged. But she had a sister who was a dressmaker, and she used to get new cloths. So, of course, the cloth was in good condition.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it gave the rug a lovely finish, because the cloths were all new.
Mm-hmm. And do you still make rugs then?
I do, yes, occasionally, but just for pleasure. And the trouble is with my rugs, I don't want to put them down because I don't want so much work, I don't want anybody to walk on them. No, I've made some lately. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, but I always had so much on, I never had time to do it. But as I've got older, I've got more leisure time.
Mm.
So I've done it, and I've made one. I always wanted to make one on the designs of the cross.
The Bewcastle cross.
Bewcastle cross, yes. And I've done one with the... it's the vine, and the animals feeding on the vine. I'm quite pleased with that, actually. I've done that in a hookie. I'm quite pleased with that. Quite fine, but I'm not going to let anybody trample on that. That's going to be a wall hanging, if I can find any wall to hang it up on.
Right, sounds lovely.
And then I'm presently making another one. I'm making another one, but it's not getting on very quickly. And that's got the checkered design on. And then I think I'll put some of the Celtic interlacing in the middle.
Mm.
I haven't got the middle done yet, but it is on the go.
Mm.
It is on the go.
Lovely. The Bewcastle cross is such a special
It's such a special thing. Well, we're very proud of it.
Mm.
And I mean, the designs are timeless.
Mm.
Timeless. It's wonderful. And then I did do one. I was inspired to do it where I used to go up to turn the car in the wood at Field Head. Because one day I was there and there was a deer. And I thought, oh, nice. So I did one with the deer on. I drew it as best I could. And I put a raven in because a few years ago we had ravens came.
Oh, lovely.
At Field Head. Well, they made enough to carry on in the summer. I think, you know, because I think they were nesting. But they were very cocky, these ravens. You know, when my husband fed the sheep, they came and helped themselves to the sheep feed. But, you know, you have doubts about ravens because they can be carnivorous as well, and they're predators.
Well, they're clever birds.
They're clever birds, but they're survivors.
Yes.
Yes, they're survivors. But they have, I mean, at one time in my young days, they were always reckoned to be something that sort of lived on the rocks in remote places. But in more recent years, they've become much bolder.
Oh, well, they're doing well then, that's good.
Yeah, they do much bolder, they become much bolder.
So, do many people round about still make rugs, do you think?
Nothing like as many, because there aren't the same local people. And of course, you see, in my younger days, most of the farmers' wives didn't go out to work.
Mm.
They had enough work at home feeding the family and the people who worked on the farm. And then they didn't drive. And I mean, now a lot of the farmers' wives go out to work. They maybe go to Carlisle to do a job or something.
Mm.
So, and they haven't got time, and then they want carpets now.
Yes.
But, I mean, carpets are very nice, but they're nothing like the rag rugs.
But I'll say, if you've got a lot of the farms had stone flags, didn't they, which are uneven, so you couldn't really put a carpet down.
Oh, you couldn't, you couldn't. I remember when we went to Field Head, we got a carpet. It was out of a sale room. But I remember the man coming round with the, you know, the grocer, the local cooperative from Newcastle, and we knew him well, and he always got a cup of tea when he came. And we got a carpet. Oh, he thought we were very posh because we got a carpet in the kitchen. But, you know, it was just a second-hand thing, but it made it warmer.
Mm-hmm.
But our flags, before we went, our flags had been taken up and the floor had been cemented and lino tiles had been put down. Well, they were very cold, the lino tiles, mm-hmm. Very cold. So that was really why we got the carpet to warm it up. It was
mm-hmm.
a great help.
Yes.
And you see, people that had flags before, they took them up and cemented the floors. They put rag rugs on for the warmth.
Mm.
You know, because it made it possible to live in the place.
Yes. Well, some people even put them on their beds, didn't they?
Oh, yes. I remember my aunt telling me when she went to stay at her cousin's at Craig Byrne at Pentown. It was a great big house and big rooms. And she said they only stopped a night because she said it was that cold. She said they even put the mat on the bed, but they were still cold. So, you know, you can imagine what they would be like before central heating.
Yes, yes.
And I mean, that would be upstairs. It wouldn't be a flag floor, but it would just be a wooden floor, likely wood mats. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. Good. And do you remember, because the exhibition which I'm doing is about Winifred Nicholson and the people that she encouraged to make rugs.
Yes.
There was a Mary Buick. Do you remember her at all?
I know who she was, yes, I remember her son, Frank Buick. They lived at, if it's who I think it is, they lived at Camac, what we call Camac, Gambeck.
Yes.
And I think Frank was about the same age. And I think she was one of the wolves from West Hall, because we used to have, she used to keep greyhounds for my father, I can remember that.
Mm.
Aye.
Yes, no, I think she was a Warwick from the Banks.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Oh, well, it maybe wasn't. Isabel, what did you say the name was? Buick.
Buick.
Aye, Isabel. Well, it would be a brother's wife that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, they lived at Camac.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, thank you. That's very, very helpful.
Well, I hope some of it's of some use.
Yes, I think so.
You get what you want out of it.
Yes, I think so.